Oh, what would be focused on the Dalamin and focused on Yantav Sheni? So the Yantav Sheni was the one that seemed to win. So that's what we're going to start with, and then we'll see if there's time for anything else. But the Yantav Sheni question about one day, 2 day is something that obviously comes up for every yeshiva boy that comes to learn for the year. And it's interesting that sometimes, depending where you come from, there seems to be different minhagim, lamaisa of what people do. But we cannot always judge based on just what people do. Because you know, sometimes people might do things that aren't the best, and even those, as we'll see, you know, one of my colleagues told me that he once had a situation which was he was a rabbi in America, and on the morning of the second day of Yontif, somebody walks in, and he says, well, I thought you were in Israel for Yontif. He's like, I was. I kept 1 day, and he flew back after the first day. And he came back and he's like, whether you kept 1 day or not, you for sure cannot be here. And but that was the situation where things could lead. But anyway, let's go to the background and see what the poskim say. So we know just based on history, the Rambam describes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in source number one where the 2 days of Yontif came from. We know according to the Torah, there's 1 day of Pesach at the beginning, 1 day of Yontif. 1 day at the beginning, 1 day at the end. Shavuos is 1 day. Sukkot is 1 day at the beginning, 1 day at the end. On a Daraisa level, Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. Rosh Hashanah is different in that it's 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael b'Sbanaseh. Why is that? That's a separate sugya in Maseches Beitza. But today we're going to talk about Yontif Sheni, the 2 days, the second day, Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, as it's called. And we'll get to specifically what should a Ben Chutz La'aretz do if he's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. It's clear what a Ben Eretz Yisrael does in Eretz Yisrael, and what a Ben Chutz La'aretz does in Chutz La'aretz. That's not up for discussion, even though there were those that said, well, maybe we should get rid of it totally today, even in Chutz La'aretz, because after all, what's it based on? It's based on a doubt in the calendar in the days of old when they used to not know when Yontif was, you know, and what's going to happen Bisman HaMikdash, right? And we used to have these fires that they used to put up on mountains so you could see from fire to fire. Now we'll be able to send out a mass text. The second that the Edim, you know, give testimony, Mekodesh, Mekodesh, boom, within 10 seconds, every single Jew that will know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So what's going to happen in the future? Are we going to go back even for Rosh Hashanah? Good Kasha. We will not, if Edim are on the way, they'll send a message to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. We're coming. Don't bring the carbon yet. Don't sing the song yet. So how are we going to use technology in the future when Mashiach comes? We'll have to wait and see. But either way, historically, though, there is an institution called Yontif Sheni. The Rambam tells us that Bizman Hazeh, in our day, in Halacha Hei, Shein Sham Sat Ubezin Shal Eretz Yisrael Kovin Al Cheshbon Zeh, since nowadays we don't decide the dates of the holidays and the months based on Edim, right? We have a fixed calendar. So Hayam and Adin Shiyo Koma Komos Osin Yontif Echad Bovad. It should be, logic would dictate, that we keep 1 day of Yontif. Afilu HaMakomos HaRechokos Shebechutz La'aretz, even the far places. Because we know exactly, I can tell you when Yontif is in 5 years from now. Shakol HaCheshbon Echad, Somchin V'Kovin. Avot Takanas Chachamim Hi, Sheyizar V'Minag HaBaseim B'Yadayim. But an ancient takana that goes back thousands of years, we have Minag Avoseinu B'Yadayinu, that we keep a second day of Yontif, based on the Gemara Maseches Beitza, on Dav Dalid, that you have there in source number two. And therefore, everywhere in Chutz La'aretz, we keep 2 days of Yontif, Midirabbanan. The Rambam says in source number three, and even though you might say, okay, I understand Sukkot, and I understand Pesach, but Shavuos, if you know exactly when Pesach was, then Shavuos, you know it's exactly 50 days after Pesach, says the Rambam, we're not machalik. We're not machalik between the chagim, and therefore the Rambam says in source number three, "Gedei shlo lachlok b'moados tiknu haskinu chachamim bechol makom shein shluchei tishri magim wherever the shluchim didn't get to osin shnei yamim afilu yontif shel atzeres." Fine.
This takana is made at the same time that they made a takana just the cheshbon for all the.
The takana was that originally they kept 2 days together because he really didn't know. So once they started saying, what they started with the fixed calendar, they said, we are going to continue what we did beforehand.
Is that that same time?
At that moment, they said, we're going to continue it. We're going to continue it. That's what the Chazal said. There is Kabbalistically, in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kel Chasi, he talks about maybe in a certain sense, maybe there's Kabbalah that in Eretz Yisrael, you could get the intensity of the Kedusha all in one day. So that's why there could be one day of Yantif. But in Eretz, in Chutz Laaretz, it's weaker spiritually. So you kind of have to like dissipate the Kedusha onto two separate days. So there is Kabbalistic ideas related to that. But we have to recognize that Bizman Hazeh, Yantif Sheni is Yantif Sheni. And Shlomo Zalman says we should not translate Sheni as secondary. Just second. Says of Shlomo Zalman, we shouldn't think, yes, it's Durabana, not Daraisa. But for all intents and purposes, besides like one or two issues in the Gemara, which really aren't Lamaisa today, anyway, so much, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in source number 5, V'yafshu nikra b'shem yantav sheni mikom akom chalila lachshov. Shlomo Zalman, who never left Eretz Yisrael, so he never kept the yantav sheni. But he's saying, chalila lachshov sheish b'emes od yom nosaf shu yantav. No, it's a mirror image of the first day, and that's what we have to... And that's what we have to recognize. It's a serious takana. All the Rishonim say, we have to make sure we take this takana seriously. We're talking about first in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, when there's a ben, one shouldn't say, oh, come on, we know the calendar. It's a real din. And it's a real din so much so that there are many, many extra shemos of Hashem and bracha said. You think about it, on the second day of Pesach, you're saying, alachilas matzah, alachilas mor, all these extra brachos that are said, we don't take that lightly. Right? No tefillin on the last day. Sukkah is knocking out the mitzvah chaviva of tefillin. That's very, very strong. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in source number 7. It reflects the amazing strength of this takana that we knock out tefillin and we knock out a milah shalom bismano, or push off a bris milah for an extra day if it's not day 8, and others. So it just shows us the seriousness of this din. There is also a Mesha Chachma who quotes from the Gra in source number 8. And this is a yesod of the Gra that we should all be familiar with. De'im ki chazal pirshu tamam. Even though we know one reason, generally, for every din d'rabanan the chazal made, b'chalzos od hishiru tmunim b'seisel avavam ta'amim la'alafim gedolim v'rabim. There could be thousands of other reasons for any rabbinic law, for any din d'rabanan. We know one reason, two reasons. But the Rabbanan have 1,000 reasons for the laws that they made. And just because we think one of the reasons doesn't apply anymore, that doesn't mean that the law changes. They don't want to tell us every reason. Right, he quotes a different reason why one should keep Yantav Sheni Bizman Hazeh. But either way, this is a serious takana, and we have to make sure that we take it seriously. So that's a Ben Chutz Laaretz in Chutz Laaretz. So anyone who follows halacha generally would not mess around with that. Again, if somebody's messing around with halacha, you know, then one can. But one can't, but one does, I should say. But what about the next step? What about a ben chutz laaretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael? So it's really based on one Mishnah and the question how to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah, im sachem daf nun, source number 10, in the beginning of the perek, all about minhagim, in Psachim, Perek Makam Shenagu. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, if somebody travels from a place that they did Malacha on Erev Pesach to a place that they didn't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, there's a whole reason why you don't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, certain Malachas, because you have to be involved in the Korban Pesach, and is it a shtickle of a holiday? But either way, there is this minhag of not doing Malacha. So the Gemara says, if you go from one place to another place, from a place where they did Malacha to a place that they didn't do Malacha, and vice versa, you have to be machmir on both sides. Nostin alav chumri makam shiatsa misham, the chumri makam shalach l'sham. You have to take upon yourself the chumra of where you came. Let's say you came to a place that doesn't do malacha, you can't do malacha. Or if you come to a place that they do malacha, you can't do malacha, because you come from a place that they didn't do malacha. So the question is, how does our sugya fit into this Mishnah? Right, a ben chutz laaretz has a chumra. He is coming from a place that keeps yantav sheni. And he comes now to Eretz Yisrael, well, there is no Yantav Sheni. Does he keep the Chumrah Hamakom Sheyatza Misham? So, three Shitas. Three Shitas in the Mefarshim. This goes way back to the Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Rabbi Yosef Cairo in source number 11, so you would expect, what would be the next source? Rabbi Yosef Cairo, Shulchan Aruch, give me a Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? for some mysterious reason, the Shulchan Aruch does not say a word about this. What? Some of the Rishonim also, I don't know how common it was in the days of old. Rabbi Yosef Kairo is about to tell us that it was very common in his day. Why didn't he put it in the Shulchan Aruch? That's a mystery. That's a mystery. There are different suggestions, but it's a mystery. But in his tshuvas, Avkas Rochel is Rabbi Yosef Kairo's tshuvas. Shelah. Hayotim Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz v'dayto lachzor. What are the other way? He goes to chutz l'aretz and ben Eretz Yisrael. Im ispalo k'bnei Eretz Yisrael. If I'm in chutz l'aretz for yantif. So do I daven? Do I daven like weekday? Do I daven like yantif? V'tam lama olam l'regel b'spalim b'faresia k'bnei chutz l'aretz v'ein mochin. And then he says, and why is it that the people who come from chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, they come to here. Where's here? Tzfat. They come here and they have their own big chutz l'aretz binyanim and nobody says a word. Is that okay? He's asked. Says the Avkas Rochel. Tshuva, dover pashuthu, dekol shedaito lachsar. Anyone who has das to go back to chutz laaretz, they didn't come here to live, they didn't come here even with a possibility of staying. No, right? They didn't come here, I'm coming here to learn, and if I find the right girl, I'm going to stay. Right? They don't have that kavana. They know they're going back. Noeg kemakom, I come here for Pesach, I don't even live here, I'm just scared. You have to act like where you came from. I feel lahakel. Sometimes it could even be lakula. Right, that's why the opposite also. Ben Eretz Yisrael going to chutz laaretz, which hopefully we'll touch on at the end. And he goes through some of the sugyas of the Gemara and the Rishonim. But look in the continuation where he talks about lamaisa. Tavkas Rochel is clear. Second line. He is considered a ben chutz laaretz. It's what we see every year. Olim l'shalosh regalim. Interesting. All three. Not just like the shvuas also. They come, or he's saying in general, people come for the shalosh regalim. They do exactly what they do in chutz laaretz. This is another step. Even if you keep a second day, you're supposed to have your own minyanim, or just like kind of like hide it. The Beis Yosef says in his day they had chutz laaretz minyanim. Libedei chutz laaretz ha'olam l'regel mispalim tefila v'karan b'torah maftir b'navi b'brachas tchila v'sof. They said avtorah kamosh osam yadav shenei b'chutz laaretz v'davar zeh nasim yimekedem b'fnei gedolei olam. This has been done for years, and this is the Beis Yosef talking in the 1500s, and he's saying that it's been done for years. Nobody said a word about this, that there's anything wrong with this or it shouldn't be done. How do you do this? What about Losis go to do? The answer is because they know that people come. The Beis Yosef is clear, Rabbi Yosef Kairo here in the Avkas Rochel, he does not say to do anything else. 2 days of Yantif for a Ben Chutz Laaretz, and that's what the Birkei Yosef says, the Chida says in source number 12, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in source number 13, Tzorech la'asos shnei yamim tovim, Yantif, 2 days. And this is the Psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and many others. 2 days. That means full 2 days. That means not machmir to put tefillin on befarhesya, Bitsina, I mean, 2 days, that's the full 2 days. And that is that was the custom, I would say, even of most, up until 20 years ago. I don't know if I could say that. When I came to the Eretz Yisrael, when I was here learning for the year, everybody kept 2 days. It wasn't a shiloh. There weren't really any other minhag. So where does any other minhag come from? So it starts with a Chacham Tzvi. There are a couple of famous Chacham Tzvis. This is one of them. The Chacham Tzvi. Many people don't know any Chacham Tzvi's except for like two or three that are very important to them. This is one of them. The Chacham Tzvi in Simekuf Salamachvav, Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, source number 16. He says 1 day. You keep 1 day. What's his svara? He says on the top, Tshuva nir lani es daiti, t'tzrichim heim lesnaig bin yani amoadim ke'echan mibnei Eretz Yisrael toshavim. You have to act like a ben Eretz Yisrael. Why isn't it included in that Mishnah? There are ben chutz laaretz. They should be machmir for that shita. Isn't it? This is a chumrah. Not only regarding brachas and davening, Not only that, but I think totally, malacha, they're mutter to do malacha. Why? She'ilu hayu kol anshi hamakom she'yatza misham kan kfiusa. Let me ask you, if you actually moved here, would you be able to keep 2 days l'chumra? No. A ben Eretz Yisrael, what if he feels really frum? I want to have a second Seder. I love the Seder. I made Aliyah, but I missed the second Seder. I don't. But you think you'd miss it until you do one and you realize you pack it into all one. And that's what Hashem had in mind. But anyway, somebody once told me that, I'm not going to be able to give the second Seder. I'm like, the Torah thinks that you should have one Seder. I don't know. That's the Torah thinks that you should all, So I love the second day Yontem and the second Seder. But once you come here and you realize that's the purpose of it. But anyway, says Rabbi Yaakov Ended, if people would come here and want to keep a second Seder, guess what? It's Usser. It's Bal Tosef. You're not allowed to. Right? Not allowed to keep a second day if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. The whole idea of Chumra Sheyatza Misham is where theoretically you could keep it in your new place, but Torah's Chumra. It always could be a Chumra. But if you would move here, Pshita Sha'asurim, Ha'yulasos Yotem Yom Echad, Mishum Bal Tosef. Right? If you sleep in the Shmini Atzeres, you sleep in the Sukkah, you get Malkus. V'chein Pesach V'shvuas, Hosei Yom Echad Moed Yoser Mi'am Mitzvah, over Bal Tosef. V'lo Amru Nosim Chumrim, Malkum Sheyatza Misham, Ala B'chumra Sherasha'in B'nei Amalkum Sheyatza Zeh Misham, Lino Chumrasim, Malkum Noagin Kula. If you could keep your Chumra here theoretically, then you have to keep your Chumra here. But if your Chumra doesn't make sense for here, for the people who are here, you wouldn't be able to keep your Chumra. But if it will be Asur, so then it doesn't make sense to keep your Chumra here, and therefore it's one day, even regarding Malacha, and it says even at the last line, Hamakom Goreim, which is a Lashon he borrows from Zakin Mamre. But the Makom of Eretz Yisrael is Goreim, and one keeps one day. If you look at Rav Tukhachinsky, one of the Gedolim of the 75 years ago, he wrote Gesher HaChaim, he wrote the Luach that everybody uses, he wrote a 3-volume set, Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, where he talks about this, and then he says he makes the following point. We're based today on Minhag HaBaseinu BiYadeinu. So if somebody would come to Israel, they would, 1 day, 2 days. He says, Bizman HaMikdash, what'd they do? Whenever it came to be Ola Regel, how many days did they keep? They kept 2 days? No, for sure not. We have no evidence of that. So at the time of the original din, when they kept 2 days Mishum Safik in Yerushalayim, did they keep 2 days? No! So says the Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, we're going to be more machmir than the original din? Okay, you could keep Minhag HaBaseinu BiYadeinu. They kept 2 days of Chutz La'aretz, so we'll keep 2 days of Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, they didn't keep 2 days. Halo iyef shel ha'achmir bizman hazeh yosem min hazman shenoagu mishum safek. V'ilu milafnim bizman shechziku mishum safek. Oreach kazeh ba'al michutz la'aretz. He wouldn't keep more than 1 day. So Mehechi Tesi, he says, how can we be machmir more than that time? And the counter argument would be we can be machmir more than that time, because then it was a real suffix. Now we know for sure it's not a suffix, and we still keep it. So it is more machmir than the original time. But either way, this is the daya of the Chacham Tzvi, of those who keep 1 day. Generally, this is not quoted by the latter poskim. Most of the latter poskim, there are a number that have quoted, but this is number 2. And we'll get to other factors in a few minutes. We're not finished yet. But there is what we call a middle approach, what some people call 1.5 days. So what does that mean? 1.5? Like at Chatzos, you start like doing malacha? Like what is 1.5 days? So half doesn't mean in time. Half doesn't mean in time. This is based on, if you look in source number 20 now, also Rav Tukhachinsky quotes this. He quotes this from the where is this, 1 second? Yeah, this is the in source number 20. He quotes that there is something called 1.5. He quotes this in the name of Rav Shmuel Salant. Rav Shmuel Salant says, "Be'ikaron like the Chacham Tzvi." Vagon Morin, the first line. Oh, there it is. Rishmol Salant. It was one of the Gedolim. I have this. I have this little art scroll paperback Sefer. I once bought it. Like, it's one of these. It's called an impulse item. You know what an impulse item is? I majored in economics in college, so I know like a little tiny amount that I remember. An impulse item is something that you put at the cash register that you want people to buy on an impulse. Like people wouldn't buy it if it's like, but if it's on the way out, they'll buy it. So it's like this pictures, like the photographs of Dolan, like over the past 100 years, they try to get like the, when photography first started coming out, they have pictures. So the oldest thing, one they have there, one of them is they have a picture of Rishmol Salant to the end of the 1800s, like when photography was first coming out. They have that, and they have a picture of Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe, Rav Nachumka. They have like the oldest ones. So they have a picture. So Rishmol Salant was one of the Zakenim of the second half of the 1800s and the early 1900s. Shebe'eret Yisraelim Mashkichin Al Daito Lachzar. Rishmol Salant says, "Meikar Adin, we'll hold like the Chacham Tzvi." And then he says, "And maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, because Bizman Azeh, what do you do if you're in Eretz Yisrael? You do Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chosar, you do Chosar. What Chiddush? What do I have to say? And maybe he was Chosar before when he wrote an Afkas Rochel. Maybe that is why he doesn't quote anything. It's Chiddush. But either way, he says, what do you do? But he didn't want to like go against all the poskim. You know what he said? Don't do malacha on the second day of Yontif, but don't do any of the mitzvahs aseh. Don't make kiddush, don't have a second seder with brachas, daven weekday, but don't do malacha. That's what's called the day and a half. That's the day and a half. You can look weekday, you could feel weekday or chalamoid, but no malacha. Pazak l'sholav, he told people who came to ask him, you know, just keep two days. But this is what's called the middle approach. They quote this b'shem Rav Salvechik as well. Again, daven weekday, no sukkah, shmini atzeres, yes tefillin, v'chul. So these are the three opinions. Again, ruba de ruba of the poskim say one should keep 2 days. There is the Chacham Tzvi, and there's this... you know, that says 1 day, but, and then there's the middle approach, so to speak, of Rishmol Salant and others, that it's like a super Chacham Tzvi, like 1.5 days. Just 2 or 3 other points, and I'll take questions of specific cases. There is a Radva, like, how does one define a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Ben Chutz Laretz? How does one define? Says the Radvaz. I gave you a Radvaz, where's the Radvaz? I don't know if I gave you the Radvaz. The Radvaz discusses in a tshuva, if you have family with you, if all your family is with you, maybe you can hold 1 day because you probably won't go back. The Radvaz, 500 years ago, he lived in Egypt, right? And he eventually came to Eretz Yisrael. But if you have your whole family with you, why do you have your whole family? You're probably not going to go back. This is quoted by the Magen Avraham. Oh, that's why I didn't give you the Radvaz, because it's quoted by the Magen Avraham in 21. Because you're like, it must be that you're going to stay. Rav Moshe says, obviously, this is totally irrelevant today. Well, we could fly back and forth. Rav Moshe in source 22. Right? Up until 20 years ago, Rav Moshe says it was very hard. And if you're with your wife there, umdina gadola, you'll probably stay if you find a good job and somebody offers you to stay. Avo bizmanenu in the middle, shu tircha katana, af me America, la Eretz Yisrael. Right, but nowadays where it's, mainly you go from Europe, but even from America, what is it? You sit on a plane, 12 hours, he says, yud beishos la Eretz Yisrael, v'cheshmo atzol l'nechshav klum, l'ruba din shimim adin aseinu, and the expense isn't much even for most people, and people go there for tiulim, and people go there just because you want to, and you have to decide. He says, of course you can't rely on that. Magen Avraham bizman hazeh. What if you're planning to make aliyah? You're going there for a pilot trip to check things out, but you don't live there yet. Says Rav Moshe in source 23, 1978, you're not Israeli yet. You can't. You're planning. Says Rav Moshe, he has a great line. Aren't we all planning? Oh, some are closer than others. But he says, of course, you have to keep 2 days there. Planning to be there is not good enough. The Aruch HaShulchan has a line where he says 1 year. If you're there for an entire year, that doesn't mean 10 months. If one is there for an entire year, maybe that's Ein Dai to Latzer, and maybe again, that's he lived in 1900. So maybe that was also, if you're there for a year, you're probably going to stay, but this is not quoted by others. And generally, we don't say just because you're here for a year. Rabbi Moshe writes, even a guy who's learning in yeshiva, if you look at 25, somebody's learning, even if he's there for 3 years, but he knows he's going back. He knows he's going back and he's being supported by his parents. Maybe he goes back by Ben Azmanim. 2 days. It says, if you're sitting and learning and you have no date where you're planning to leave and you're trying to stay as long as you want, whatever, or if you're living here, if it's more open-ended, then it's a little more fun. You have people who are here who have been here for like 17 years and they keep 2 days of Yantif. That's silly, a little bit. If they're not planning on going back, so then, you know, if you really ought going back, but you just don't year by year, then fine, keep 2 days. But if not. Rav Avadia writes, and Sfaradim generally are more noted towards the 1 day. Rav Avadia writes, if you're a single guy and you're dependent on your parents, fine, 2 days. But if he has a little independence and if you meet the right girl, you know, you're open to staying. He said, Rav Avadia says, then you can keep 1 day. Rav Shlomo Zalman. So this helps. These are just other factors. Shlomo Zalman says, you might have heard this from people, you got to pile on the factors. The more factors you have, the more chance you're going to get a psak. And that is if you own a place. If you own a place in Eretz Yisrael. If you come for all three chagim. If you come for all three chagim, Shlomo Zalman says you can keep 1 day because you're definitely a Ben Eretz Yisrael for a chagim that year. So sometimes people get 2 out of 3. That's not good enough. Right? Shlomo Zalman says in Source 27, if somebody comes, rock bebeis gimel regalim, ein aleim shem shel ben chutzlars biachas liantav sheni. He says for the chagim, for what he says, you're not a ben chutzlar, it's for the chagim this year. I'm not sure what the order is. What if it's Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos? Is that good enough? Because that's how our year goes. But maybe he says because this is the this for this situation, he thinks Vavshim Tsluyim Tabed Bedas Achirim Vechulu Vaday. Still, they one can hold that. So again,
why can't I just say that if I'm there just for 2 months? I'm not a Ben-Chutzlar.
Because the Chagim are a unit. The Chagim of a year of a unit. That's why I'm saying it might have to be. I'm not sure. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't specify like which order. Does it have to be like Tavshin Pei Gimel, or does it have to be Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, the order of the Chagim? I don't know. But he generally poskim would say when they're asked, most poskim I would say 2 days, unless there are a number of other factors. If it's extremely, I've gotten the Shiloh also. Let's say there's somebody who lives in Chutz Laretz. The family lives in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Chutz Laretz, and he's there for school. There's a family, and somebody went back to YU. But he's really, his family's here. But he's there most of the year, and he doesn't know what he's going to do when he graduates. But when he comes here, he's with his family, supported by his family. So there are a number of poskim that I've heard from them that one could keep 1 day in that case. If your whole family is here, even if you happen to be studying abroad, but if your whole support is here, and you might you're open to coming back right if you finish school, 1 day. If you're let's say you're a single guy and you're going to cousins somewhere, and it's going to be, one should try to keep 2 days if one can, even if the cousins are going out, there's not try to keep 2 days. If it's extremely impossible, I don't know if that's true, but if it's extremely impossible and you're the only one and everybody else is keeping 1 day, and it's a very difficult situation, there is flexibility a little bit. One asked, personal specific questions. Again, I don't know why, and if some of you asked, I know it seems to be more common minug from some of the families coming from Europe that are more reliant on the Chacham Svi. I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is. That just seems to be the Metzius. More and more people are relying on the Chacham Svi without asking. You know, that's just unfortunate because it's not... It's not the mainstream halakhically accepted opinion. I would love to tell everybody, to keep 1 day, but it doesn't seem to be, the accepted. I mean, before we made Aliyah, we used to come to come, let's say, to the hotels. My parents took us to a hotel, and you know, the last day of Yontif, everybody else is packing up, and everybody else, they kept like one part of the dining room still Pesach dik and whatever. So it was weird. It was, but that's what we did. That's what we did because, you know, that's the general custom. So again, if it's more comfortable to, let's say, be in a Yerushalayim, be in somewhere where there are other people doing that. But if you have a family members, you shouldn't not go to a family member, you know, if you know, for this reason. But try to do your best. Try to do your best. And again, it's if it's very, very difficult, so then yish bi amal lismoch. There is another element also that some posts can mention, which I think is very important, and that is sometimes if somebody would keep one day in Eretz Yisrael, then when they go back to Chutz La'aretz for the next Yontif and they're in Chutz La'aretz, the second day will always be less in their eyes. Because they know last year I kept one day, and the second day I went to the zoo on the second day of Yontif. Right? And now it's Yontif, so no, maybe cut some corners. Maybe, you know. You know, there are enough corners cut in, you know, even in Chutz La'aretz. Sometimes we think we're on vacation. We're on vacation from halacha, too. You know, not just vacation from work. You know, sometimes, you know, there are vacation spots in America that people go to. And it's known that there are certain halachas that are not as kept as others. And even more so on Yontif Sheni. It's Durabanan. It's Mishum. So where does that come from, Mishum? Remember, it's second. It's not secondary, which Shlomo Zalman said. But it all comes from the same, you know, we have to make sure we have the right attitude. Again, am I saying there's no basis? There is a basis. But it's generally not the accepted opinion. If it's not your family custom or anything that you've ever heard of before, one should definitely have to keep 2 days. And when one is in a setting where everybody keeps 2 days, one should keep two. If one has a specific family minhag going back that the parents asked the rabbi, and the rabbi said, this is, you know, then there's what to talk about. But one has to be very careful. But again, if one is in a specific situation, that makes it very difficult. So then one could ask privately, and there could be some flexibility. Okay, so that's in terms of Yontif Sheni. Any questions? Yeah. Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so we could do those halachas. I didn't finish. You're right. So also, these are somewhat unknown halachas. People think that, oh, I'm an Israeli in America, or anyway, I can do whatever I want. It's not true. It's not true. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. That's in the, again, so it's a mystery. I'd rather leave it as a mystery. Why all this? But if you look at 31, Ben Eretz Yisrael Shabbat L'Chutz La'aretz, Asurin Lassan Malacha B'Yantav Shinei B'Yishav. Ben Eretz Yisrael is a Chutz La'aretz, can't do Malacha. B'Yishav. What does that mean? That's translated by Jewish neighborhood. Jewish neighborhood. If somebody's in a Jewish neighborhood, then they can't do malacha, even though they're Israeli, even though they're Ben Eretz Yisrael, if they are even in private. Not just Maris Ayin, that's part of it, but that's the din. That's the din of Chumra Shebo L'Sham, meaning even if it's in private. If it's not in that, if it's not in a Jewish neighborhood, then you're mutter to do whatever you want. I remember there was one family that once asked, their whole family was going to this house in the middle of nowhere. The whole family was going to the house in the middle of nowhere. There's one house, and like three families were going, three siblings with their kids. They're going to this house. It was not a Jewish area at all. So on the second, it's not a Jewish area, so they can go out of the house and do whatever they want. There are some B'nai Chutz, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, there are some men in my shul that work in America. So if they would fly back, they're Israeli. They live here. But they would fly back Motsa'e Yontif the first day. They land in the morning the second day Yontif. So they can't, they land in the airport, not a Jewish neighborhood. Some of them work in a totally non-Jewish area. So they could go straight, take a taxi, go to their non-Jewish area, work all day, stay there, could do whatever they want. Israelis allowed to do Malacha, as long as you're not in a Jewish area.
Keep it to the Sabbath and everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's not going to be any Jews there. I remember I once had a case of there was going to be a Levaya after the second day of Yontif, and somebody wanted to fly in. So I told them, you have to, like, you know, you could take a taxi to, and they wanted to spend time with the Onain beforehand. So they took a taxi to the edge of the Jewish area. I said, get out of the taxi there and just walk. I mean, there's no issur for you to then be there. People will know that you came in, but they'll know you're Israeli and they didn't see you doing any malacha. So there's no issur for that. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and you're ben chutzlar, and you're relied on the chachan tzvi, and coming back that morning, that's a problem. That's a problem because that's totally usher. But anyway, that's the issue. Okay, we'll stop here. There's always remember somebody said about am I allowed to take off after Yontif Sheni? Because now I'm flying, I'm a Ben Chutzlaritz, and now I'm in Chutzlaritz, and it's Yontif there because I was, what about Motsoi Yontif flying? You know, it's okay because by the time you fly, it's getting, you know, it's nighttime. Okay?